Welcome back. You're listening to the Healthy Aging Show. With all of the talk about diabetes and weight loss.
And this is the month, Dennis.
And this is what month? This is the
diabetes
month of November.
Diabetes Awareness is November.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yes, it is.
All right, then how appropriate. There was an article that we came across in the website, theheart.org. Mediterranean diet halves incidence of new onset diabetes. And this turns out it was a Spanish study that was done by a Dr. Jordi Salas Salvado.
Yes.
And I won't even pronounce the name of the university in Spain, but he apparently is a researcher.
And he also had his colleagues assist with a paper that's been published.
It was published in Diabetes Care, and it was the first clinical trial to look specifically at the use of the Mediterranean diet for the prevention of diabetes.
And that's actually a very tasty diet for a change.
It is. And
there's no cardboard with tomato sauce on this diet.
They said that, of note, the diabetes risk reduction occurred in the absence of significant changes in body weight or physical activity, so the reduction can be attributed only to the diet, not to weight loss.
So if you perhaps continue with this diet and sandwich it with your, of course, your physician's permission to exercise, just think what you could do.
Oh, absolutely. You can reduce weight, reduce your incidence of getting diabetes. There is a woman by the name of Stephanie Dunbar who is with the American Diabetes Association, and she was quoted as saying, quote, "I think these results are very exciting. Previously, a randomized controlled trial showed that it was more the weight loss that helped to prevent diabetes. But in this study, they are showing that by changing the foods you eat, you can reduce your risk without weight loss. Since weight loss is so difficult for people, I think this deserves some attention and hopefully further research."
And you know, Dennis, I'm just thinking too, if you have a member of your family, as an example, who is not going to lose weight, you might be able to make these changes and really promote better health without necessarily, you know, making them go out and run.
Absolutely. But this is, as you said before, this is good food.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at what constitutes a Mediterranean diet, it's abundant use of olive oil for cooking and dressing, increased consumption of fruits, vegetables, beans, and fish.
And Dennis, not to mention the people involved with the study had free oil, nuts, cookbooks, and aprons.
Well,
that would get me running in the opposite direction.
What more could you want?
I know. It's a gift with purchase.
It involves the reduction in total meat consumption, recommending white meat instead of red or processed meats. So there goes the salami and the hot dogs.
Mm-mm.
Preparation of homemade sauce with tomato, garlic, onion, and spices with olive oil to dress vegetables, pasta, rice, and other dishes. Avoidance of butter, cream, fast food, sweets, pastries, and sugar-sweetened beverages, and modest consumption or moderate consumption of red wine in alcohol drinking. The results were quite impressive, although I couldn't make the math work. They said that they had a 52% reduction in incidence without weight loss in the incidence of diabetes.
And Dennis, there's something I just noticed here too, that the sub-study, this actually had a little more protocol to it. But anyway.
Oh, I see where you are.
Yeah,
okay,
this is good because they've really checked as far as the glucose tolerance test.
Oh, yeah, okay. The study, 418 non-diabetic subjects between the ages of 55 to 80 were randomized to the low-fat diet control group or one of two Mediterranean diets that were supplemented with either free virgin oil or nuts. And the diets were without limits and no advice on physical activity was given. And they followed up with the study participants, I believe, 4 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And they found that the oil got 10.1% incidence of diabetes, the nuts got 11, and the control group, which was on the low fat, was 17.9%. So somewhere in there, there's a 52% reduction, and that's a lot.
That is, and they were checking every year with an oral glucose tolerance test in the non-diabetic individuals as part of the protocol.
Okay.
So they've been very careful with their qualifying.
Well, we're going to put this onto our website, the link to it, And we hope that you reach out and read it, because diabetes, as we've seen in some of the other studies, is projected to be a real significant problem. It's already a significant problem. It's projected to be an even bigger problem.
And, you know, this is an easy way to start. Absolutely. To start change.
Okay. All right. We're going to wrap it up. This is it for the week, and we hope you had a good week, have a better week, and we'll see you next week. Take care.